Earlier today, we aired a story about two women who have a daily 90-minute round-trip drive to reach a methadone clinic to treat their opioid addiction. That's because they live in one of Florida's 41 mostly rural counties without a treatment center. Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa explains that the state tried to quickly open more clinics in 2017, but those efforts stalled.
Opening a methadone clinic in Florida requires a state license, but Florida has issued only two since 2014. So as Floridians deal with an opioid crisis that kills an average of 14 people a day, the gold standard in opioid addiction treatment is not easily accessible for thousands of addicts.
There's just no excuse. There's no excuse.
That's Joycelyn Woods, director of the National Alliance for Methadone-Assisted Recovery, one of the few groups that advocates for patients. Wood says that most states have responded to the epidemic by making it easier to open more methadone programs. Nationally, deaths from opioid overdoses have been increasing each year for more than a decade, with nearly 50,000 people killed in 2017 alone.
The state should be working out, should have years ago worked out easy ways to get people licenses. That's what they should have been doing.
Instead, Florida has been fighting lawsuits over its process for issuing licenses for methadone clinics for years. The latest came in 2017 when the Department of Children and Families issued an emergency order to open 49 new methadone clinics, many in counties where there wasn't one. But the state's first-come, first-served method of awarding the licenses led to three companies receiving the authority to open 47 of the 49 new clinics. Treatment providers that missed out argued the process was unfair, and a judge agreed. The Department of Children and Families spent 2018 drafting a new process. But in the meantime, addicts like Amy, who lives in Citrus County, say they have few options for treatment.
There's not halfway houses. There's not methadone clinics. There's nothing real. There's some Narcotics Anonymous meetings where really, if you're not ready for that, that's not going to be enough for an addict like me.
Amy and her friend Christy drive 45 minutes one way each day to a methadone clinic in Hernando County to receive their medication. We're not using their last names to protect their identities. The women say the distance becomes one more excuse why their friends, who are still using, won't get help.
I can't afford it.
That was my...
I can't get there. There's always a reason, but they don't realize that there is help.
Not all agree that methadone is the best treatment for opioids. Critics say it's trading one opioid for another. But statistics show that when a methadone clinic opens, deaths from overdoses go down in the area, along with drug-related crime. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the opioid overdose death rate in Citrus County was 32% higher than the state average. And it was 35% higher than Hernando County to the south, where the methadone clinic is located. Amy says she's seen the impact firsthand.
Last year alone, I think I've lost probably 8 to 10 people from drug addiction. Just, it's bad, you know, and when you're living in such a small town, you know everybody, so when it happens, it's really close. It hits home because you know these people, you went to school with these people, you partied with these people, and, you know, they just didn't find a better way.
Last month, the Department of Children and Families issued another emergency order to increase the number of methadone clinics in the state. The order suspends a requirement that the state first determine how many new clinics are needed. DCF leaders have not said how many licenses would be issued or where the new clinics would go. They declined to provide someone to speak for this story. John Essenberg is with Operation PAR, a counseling and treatment center that serves addicts across the Tampa Bay area. Before the order was issued, he said his company was ready to open clinics in counties that needed them.
Citrus County, Hendry County, Charlotte County for sure. We already have a satellite program in Charlotte.
But even if they received approval tomorrow, he said it could take about 2 years to open a new clinic. Those who are desperate for treatment in rural counties could have a long wait. Providers have until February 4th to submit their applications. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.